Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Commentator Brooke Smith is Rediscovering Richmond, looking at some of Richmond's historic places and spaces. And Brooks, today I understand you want to talk about one of Richmond's more famous streets, the Boulevard, which intersects Monument Avenue that we talked about several weeks ago. Tell us about the origins of the Boulevard.
Well, amazingly, the Boulevard was part of this ghost sister city of Richmond known as Sidney, platted by Jacqueline Harvey way back in 1817. And the Boulevard was originally called Clover Street on Harvey's plat, and it was basically a county dirt road until the city built the reservoir at what is now the gateway to Bird Park. And Boulevard emerged as a primary thoroughfare to the park from the Main Street trolley line. And as with many of our end-of-the-line destinations, the park was basically a resort with horse shows and a theater and a racetrack and a swimming pool.
Well, as years went by, various landmark institutions began to locate on the Boulevard, and I think probably the first of these was the Confederate Veterans Camp.
That's right. The Robert E. Lee Camp No. 1 was chartered by our Virginia General Assembly in 1884 to serve the permanently disabled veterans of the Civil War. It was one of the largest camps in the South. It included a number of buildings, cottages, a hospital, a chapel, meeting hall, a museum. Among them, a Confederate Memorial Institute that became known as Battle Abbey and is now more recognized as the Virginia Historical Society. It's interesting side note that Battle Abbey was a reference to the church built by William the Conqueror to honor the soldiers killed during the Norman Conquest.
A while back.
That's right.
All right. And then right in that same vicinity is the headquarters of the United Daughters of the Confederacy.
That's right. That unusual tomb-like structure between the Historical Society and the Museum of Fine Arts.
And then in the 1930s, the Commonwealth of Virginia was looking for a site for an art museum and settled on the Confederate veterans' land there on the Boulevard. And tell us what transpired there.
Well, it's an interesting story. The Honorable John Barton Payne had donated a collection of art to the Commonwealth in 1919, and he followed that donation with a gift of $100,000 in 1932 for the construction of a museum to hold and house the collection. The camp on Boulevard was the governor's favorite as well as the Arts Commission's favorite location among sites within and around the Commonwealth. But in order to actually site the museum there, they had to convince the remaining veterans to allow it. So Governor Pollard actually attended a meeting with the veterans and reached a compromise with them that they would allow the museum only if it occupied up to 1/20th of the grounds of the camp, and also in exchange for a promise to establish a memorial park for the Confederate soldiers next to the museum.
And now, of course, it's the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, which has grown exponentially in recent decades, and it's a major art institution known all over the country.
And I think to many Richmonders and visitors of our fair city, the Boulevard is a destination for these wonderful museums, the Fine Art Museum as well as the Historical Society. Interesting, though, that it would have started as a fashionable housing row in the outskirts of the Fan District. Most of those fashionable homes were built in the early 20th century between 1910 and 1935. Before that, there were only four or five houses standing on Boulevard. The rest was the camp and related buildings.
Mm-hmm. And the street is also known for a number of prominent churches and famous homes.
Yeah, some of the earliest apartment buildings in Richmond are located on Boulevard, including the very famous Tuscan villas that were built back in 1928 and 29. And our resident architect extraordinaire, Henry Baskerville, built his personal residence at 310 South Boulevard, this beautiful, unusual Spanish eclectic home that is now the headquarters for a national fraternity.
And that stretch of the boulevard south of Broad Street is known as the Museum District, in fact, now. But it actually extends north of Broad up to the Diamond Ballpark and beyond.
That's right. And it really does define the identity of some of these city neighborhoods. The Fan is clearly defined at the point of terminus with the boulevard. And like you said, the Museum District emerges just west of there. And it is a wonderful street just to walk up and down, or if you have to drive up and down. A lot of landmarks.
Mm-hmm. It, of course, intersects with Carytown or Cary Street, or right at the edge of Carytown, and as we said, with Monument Avenue. Lots of history and architecture and all kinds of famous landmarks on that street.
So next time you visit, remember that it once was Clover Street.
Thanks to Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond. Every other Thursday morning here on our broadcast of Morning Edition.